Welcome. This is the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today, we're looking at a piece that genuinely changed how I think about what's happening out there.
It's a big one. The article is called The Great AI Reallocation. Companies are cutting jobs to fund compute. Brett Allegre Wood wrote it, and the argument he makes is not the one you've been hearing.
Right. The standard story is AI learns to do what a human does, human gets let go. Brett says that frame is wrong. The real mechanism is capital reallocation.
Companies aren't cutting jobs because AI can do the work. They're cutting jobs because they need the money to buy the AI. Your role didn't disappear because you became obsolete. The budget that paid your salary was redirected towards servers and data centers.
And the scale of that redirection is hard to get your head around. The five biggest U.S. cloud and AI infrastructure players, Microsoft, Alphabet, Amazon, Meta, and Oracle, have collectively committed to spending between $660 billion and $690 billion on capital expenditure in 2026.
Capital expenditure among major tech companies more than doubled in just 2 years, $427 billion in 2025 alone. That money goes into data centers and graphics processing units. It doesn't go into hiring.
And it has to come from somewhere. In most corporate boardrooms, the easiest place to find it is payroll.
The article gives some very specific examples. Dell cut roughly 11,000 employees in fiscal 2026, third consecutive year of cuts at that scale. But their infrastructure solutions revenue went up 40%, and AI-optimized server revenue is expected to double next year.
They didn't automate 11,000 jobs, they defunded them to buy servers. Cisco CEO Chuck Robbins was even more direct. When cutting 7% of the workforce, he explicitly said the company was shifting hundreds of millions of dollars into AI. His CFO called it reallocation, not cost savings.
Meta, too. $201 billion in revenues in 2025. Not financial hardship. Zuckerberg set 2026 capital expenditure guidance at $115 billion to $135 billion, nearly double the prior year. And since 2022, the company has eliminated about 25,000 positions.
Now, you might be thinking, that's big tech. That's not my world.
But the article shows it spreading across every sector. A Columbia Business School professor called Daniel Keam put it clearly. Workers are losing jobs not because their specific roles have been automated, but because companies are reallocating resources toward AI and away from everything else.
And then there's the wage data. A survey of U.S. business leaders found that 54% of companies have reduced or plan to reduce employee compensation to free up capital for AI spending in 2026.
More than half. And 88% of those leaders admitted the weak job market makes it easier to cut compensation without losing people. They know exactly what they're doing. So here's the central question Brett puts to any business owner. Are you actually getting a return? An NBER study of 6,000 CEOs found that nearly 90% of firms report zero measurable productivity gains from AI over the past 3 years. Zero. Which means if you're cutting staff to fund technology that isn't delivering, Brett's words, you're not reallocating capital. You're destroying it. The Australian data makes this very concrete. KPMG research shows 95% of Australian businesses have an AI strategy. Only 8% are seeing measurable returns. But the flip side matters. MYOB data shows the 40% of Australian SMEs that are actually using AI, not just having a strategy, actually using it, are growing 2.8 times faster than those that aren't. The gap is widening fast. So what separates the 8% from the rest? Brett says the winners use AI to redesign workflows. They eliminate the need for the work itself, rather than just cutting the budget that pays for it. They set clear objectives and measure outcomes. And they're willing to pull the plug if it isn't working. That is a completely different posture to following the herd and hoping something shows up. The practical question Brett puts to owners this week, map where your AI spend is actually going. Infrastructure, tools, or genuine workflow redesign. Those three things have very different returns. And be honest about that 8% question. 95% of Australian businesses have an AI strategy. Only 8% are seeing measurable returns. My single thing for this week, set measurable ROI targets for every piece of AI spending you have. If you can't measure it, you don't have an investment. You have a cost. Mine is that workflow redesign framing. Don't cut people to fund tools. Redesign the work first, then see what you actually need. The full article is at anabu.ai. Well worth reading in full. The sourcing is thorough. And if you want to know where AI can genuinely augment your business,